I didn't see it.
Yes, okay.
Should be.
Good to go. The July 12th, 2016 Board of Adjustment meeting will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hazelrig?
Here.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Here.
Ms. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Crows?
Here.
Ms. John?
Here.
The agenda has been distributed to the members of the board. Do I have a motion for and a second for the approval of the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. The June 14th, 2016 minutes were distributed to the members of the board. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? Is there a motion and a second for approval?
Move to approve as submitted.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. All right. Will the clerk please swear in the staff? Okay. The applicant for case number 1922 and 1923 has requested tabling those cases to the September 13th, 2016 Board of Adjustment meeting. Do we have a motion and a second to table those cases?
So move.
Motion?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay.
Mr. Chairman, if we could take a roll call on that.
Aye. We need to take a roll call?
Roll call on the tabling.
Okay.
Who, for the clarification, who made the motion? You did?
Ms. Hammond.
And then you second.
I second.
Okay. Will the clerk please take roll?
Okay, motion to table case number 1922 and case number 1923 to the September 13th Board of Adjustment meeting. Mr. Hazelrig?
Yes.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Yes.
Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Crows?
Yes.
Ms. John?
Yes.
So moved. Right. Case number 1924, notice of public hearing before the Board of Adjustment. Notice is hereby given that the Board of Adjustment of the City of Columbia, Missouri, will hold a public hearing at a meeting of said board in the City Council Chamber on the first floor of City Hall, 701 East Broadway in Columbia, Missouri at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 12th of July, 2016, to give all interested parties an opportunity to appear and be heard in relation to the following appeal. A request of Ross and Cynthia, oops, I'm sorry. I read the wrong one. My apologies. A request of Mid-Missouri Center Project LLC contract owner for a conditional use permit for the purpose of reuse of a public place of assembly as required by sections 29-8 and 29-23 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia, County of Boone, State of Missouri, and further described as located at 515 Hickman Avenue. Has the notice been properly advertised?
Yes.
Has the property been posted with a notice of public hearing?
Yes.
Have the parties in interest been notified?
Yes.
Have there been any inquiries?
We received correspondence from the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association, which has been passed out to the board members.
Will the person making the application to the board please come forward, state their name and address, and be sworn in?
My name is Robert Buckley. My address, I'm an attorney at the law offices of Oliver Walker Wilson, address 401 Locust, Suite 302, Columbia, Missouri, 65201.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
I do. Good evening. My name is Bob Buckley, as I indicated, and I'm here on behalf of the Mid-Missouri Center Project LLC for a conditional use permit for the purpose of reuse of a public place of assembly at the property located at 515 Hickman Avenue. I have with me here today Neil Carr, who's a member of the board of the Center Project, who I would like to have testify on what the center project does and its plans for the use of the property.
Please come forward, be sworn in. State your name and address.
Go ahead.
My name is Neil Carr. My address is 4512 West Knox Drive, Columbia, Missouri, 65203.
Do I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so I'll be done?
I do. Thank you. This is my first rodeo, so I'm not sure how to proceed.
Just please go ahead and explain your application and any information that you feel may be pertinent to your case.
Certainly. The center project is Mid-Missouri's first and only LGBTQ resource center. We're a community center for the LGBT community here in Boone County as well as the surrounding counties. We've been in Columbia for 11 years now. We've been renting property for that period of time, and it's our goal to purchase the property at 515 Hickman for that purpose.
Does anyone on the board have any questions at this time? Do you have any additional information you want to share? Or
what other information would be pertinent for the board's case?
You want to have any questions?
Okay. So we have been in communication with the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association. They've indicated that they have unwavering support and would like to have us included in their community. We look forward to that as well. I don't know if there are any representatives of the association here today, but they indicated that they might be in attendance. We've also spoken with the administration of Jefferson Middle School. They've extended to us an agreement, a formal agreement, to allow us to use parking space adjacent to the building at 6th and Hickman to allow us to use those spaces as necessary for our use, since the hours of operation for the center project, generally speaking, do not overlap with those of the school.
What kind of events or other do you think you have there?
We typically speaking don't hold events at the center project. So you may be familiar with Pride Fest, which is a committee of the center project, but that's held out in the community in a public space, and they apply for their own permits for that event. The center project itself provides programming, and our programming, generally speaking, is evenings from about 7 to 9 o'clock in the evening. We also have open hours where the space is open to the public from 4 to 6 p.m., and those are the general hours of operation of the center project this time. Our programming, we have some children's programming for LGBTQ youth as an extension of the GSAs, the Gay Straight Alliances, in the high schools. And we have a variety of other LGBT-oriented programming.
You have a copy. Have you submitted a copy of the agreement with Jeff Jr. on the parking?
It should be part of the city's submittal. If not, I have a copy with me.
Is it indefinite? Is there a length?
No, indefinite.
How many people will be employees or there during the business hours?
It's an entirely volunteer-run organization, so we don't have any employees, but we typically will have 2 to 3 volunteer staff at any given time.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the board?
Sir, can you come in and be sworn in?
Please state your name, be sworn in for the staff.
My name is Howard Hutton, and my address is 804 Cambridge Drive, Columbia, Missouri. I do. I was just going to add that most of what we do in the way of programming are committees that are doing other things elsewhere, and they generally don't range for more than 11 people or so. I think our largest group is probably PRISM, and sometimes they get maybe 20. I think that's all.
Thank you. Nothing else?
I have nothing else to add.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the applicant? Please come forward, state your name, be sworn in.
Good evening. My name is Pat Fowler, and I live at 606 North 6th Street.
Do you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so be God?
I do. Thank you. I am also a member of the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association Board. They're meeting right now. But in case you didn't get a copy of the letter they sent to Sheila Amon, I'm sorry, it's a little rumpled, but let me give that to your clerk. Our board enthusiastically supports their conditional use permit, and let me explain why as an immediate neighbor to the property. 606 North 6th Street is the last house at the bottom of North 6th Street, and 515 Hickman is on the corner. And so from my porch, I see their backyard, and also I am familiar with the history of the building. I moved into my house 7 years ago this week, and it was then the little church that had been closed and in poor repair. It was purchased by a lovely family who then restored the building and used it as a child development center. We had been aware of its history as a church when I moved in before the new owners, and my real estate agent and I actually called around to all the not-for-profits we knew and said, this is a perfect building for community activities. Would you consider it? In the interim, Chris and Erica Leach purchased the property. So they operated, and our neighborhood was so delighted that they arrived that we actually held a yard sale for them and raised $182, which wasn't a lot of money, but it showed them how much we were delighted that they were there and that they had made that investment in the property. The history of that space as Christ the King Agape Church is of a church that was friendly and welcoming and genuinely embraced the gay and lesbian community at a time when other Columbia churches did not. And over time, other churches did welcome gay and lesbian members, and their congregation dwindled and they closed. The two pastors of that church were just a couple streets over. They lived on 4th Street. I think, and I know from my previous experience and my time living there, that it's an appropriate land use for the property. It has been a place of assembly. When I moved there, I tried to find other not-for-profits to continue that legacy. One arrived. Sadly, it didn't last. When their marriage ended, so did the wacky children's after-school center. But this is an appropriate use for supportive and appropriate assembly. I have spoken with my neighbors. I actually put a letter on everyone's door up and down the street, and we are very much in favor. And even though they have parking arranged with the school district, they are always welcome to park in front of my house. I am happy to answer any questions you might have about the land use and appropriate use of the building from an immediate neighbor's perspective.
You anticipate much traffic in front of your house?
I would actually welcome it. A neighborhood is vibrant when people are there and they're talking to each other out in front of their homes. Gratefully, we're not a street with garages, so we spend a lot of time visiting. But we think this is just an awesome opportunity to embrace our neighbors and to bring more vibrancy to that end of North 6th Street.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the application, please come forward. Please state your name. Name and address.
My name is Samuel Owen. I live 10151 East Johnson Cemetery Road, Ashland, Missouri. But
20.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so I'll be God.
I grew up on 6th Street. I worked at the shoe repair shop that was right across the corner from the church. I later owned it. 2000, I closed it. My question is, what has changed on the zoning? It's always been a church since I was this big. That's what I'm here for. I don't have a problem with anyone assembling there. Like I said, it was a bar at one time, 60 years ago. That's why I'm here. What's changed about Can you explain that to me?
They have to defer that to staff.
Sure. If I may?
Yes.
Sure. The property, generally, nothing's changed over the many decades this property's been in the city. It's been zoned for apartments for many, many years. Looking back through our records, however, sometimes can be the problem. So I don't necessarily know if we have a record of it being a bar. As far back as we can go, we can verify that it was a church and it has had some other commercial properties in there. A church is a permitted use in the R3, and we've got, like I said, records of it being utilized as a church, and that's what makes it eligible for this specific conditional use as a reuse of a public assembly. So I no doubt question the possible use of this site as a bar, and if that was something that we could verify, you might be able to establish some sort of chain of constant use of this property that's outside of what normally would be allowed in R3, and we can consider it to be a legal nonconforming, but we don't necessarily have that. So they're kind of held now at this point to the R3 standards.
Okay. That was my only question. That's why I'm here. I don't have a problem with people assembling there. It's, oh, like I said, it's always been a community center. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the applicant? Please state your name and be sworn in.
Mike Martin, 206 South Glenwood Avenue.
Do you swear to tell the truth?
I do. My firm, Art House Properties, owns four houses on the street directly adjacent to the Center Project's proposed location, 712, 711, 708, and 807 North 6th Street. And if I seem tired today, it's because I've spent most of the day at 712 North 6th Street working on the house to bring in some new renters. As a property owner and property manager on North 6th Street for the past 14 years, I would think that the Center Project would be among the most perfect fits for the neighborhood that I can think of for that particular building. As Mrs. Fowler detailed to you earlier, for many years that building was derelict and empty. It was a church, but it was left sit and essentially sort of fall into ruin. And then Erica and her husband bought it, and they turned it into a child care center. And, you know, it ran for a certain period of time, but that didn't work out. And we were all sorry to see it go. To hear that the Center Project, which has a long history of successful nonprofit activities here in town, wants to go in there and use it as an activity center, sort of a base of operations, and that they have permitted or they're being permitted to use parking across the street that the high school or the junior high school owns is great news, and I think will only enhance both the neighborhood and the building. The parking lot across the street is large. As a person who's in and out of there all the time along the street, I can tell you that it's used probably, about one quarter of its capacity a lot of the time. So it's definitely amenable to the use that the Center Project proposes. And there's free parking along the street, but I don't think they're going to need any of that. And the building itself really isn't appropriate for anything else but a kind of meeting and assembly center. So to have an organization with a track record of success want to go in there, and then knowing what I know about the people who've rented from me over the last 14 years and the people who live along the street, how they would feel about having the Center Project there, I would think this is a slam dunk yes approval, and I hope you approve it. And I'm delighted to hear that they're going in there and that the building is not being torn down for yet another student apartment. So this is a big win for everybody in Columbia. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the applicant? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition of the applicant? Okay.
Neil, I have a question. One of the city has recommended is that the hours of our operation be limited to 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Do you see that that would cause any problems?
No, we don't. We spoke with the city about that in detail. Okay. And our hours of operation right now don't extend outside those hours, and
didn't
we don't foresee that they would.
Was ever any emergency situations where you might?
No.
Okay.
No, I've been on the board for 2 years at this point, and we've never operated outside the hours of 8
okay.
to 10.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Or I'll close the public hearing just one more time. Anyone wishing to speak in opposition of the applicant? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Okay. Comments from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd point out a couple things. I won't go through all the individual standards in this one. I would just note that this one is a little bit unique in that it did have the reuse of a public assembly standards that we also reviewed, as well as the conditional use standards. So reviewing all that, we did felt that they did meet most of the standards, and this is an appropriate use. And I just kind of echo most of the other comments there about this being a very good fit for this location. There's kind of a limited scope of things you can do with a building like this. It's been renovated, and it is not necessarily going to be used residential in the future. So we think this is a good kind of retrofit for this. Fits in with the neighborhood. The parking works really well, which is what we definitely wanted to have addressed. And as he'd stated, that he did submit us a parking agreement from the school. That is just something we needed to verify, and I didn't include it in the staff report. I can't remember if it actually came in time to get it in here, but it regardless, it would be something that they need to verify that they don't need a variance in the future. So we were comfortable that they're able to meet the amount of parking they need on site. We did review the demand for the school to make sure they had excess capacity, and so everything worked out just about perfect. So we're very comfortable recommending this for approval for conditional use with those two conditions. We did, with the real narrow setbacks to the side, we did think an hours of operation limitation could be appropriate in this situation in addition to the existing fence. So okay. To add a little bit of additional neighborhood protections. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for staff? Nope. Comments from, I'm sorry, Ms. Hamm. Oh, yes. Comments from legal.
Yeah, the appropriate standards for the board to employ are, as Mr. Smith indicated, both the standards unique to the reuse as a public assembly outlined in the staff report, and then the general conditional use standards also outlined in the staff reports. Those are the standards that the board should utilize in evaluating this particular application. And just a further reminder, this is a conditional use permit application, not a variance application, so there is no hardship standard attached to this.
And this use goes with the property or only as the current use?
The excuse me, the way the conditional use permit ordinances read is that the conditional use permit would travel with the property unless otherwise conditioned by the board. So the board could take away that privilege that's otherwise the default is that it would stay with the property. But if the board would condition it otherwise, that I believe that's a condition that they could impose, that it be personal.
So was there a conditional use permit for the daycare center?
There was not. That is a permitted use in R3.
Right. Okay. And okay.
If we were to conditional it to be to the current owners or the future owners. They haven't maybe bought the property yet.
Under contract.
That would be something we would word into our
into the motion. To the approval or
okay.
In the R3 zoning, this type of use is stated as a conditional use, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if they left at some future time and another not-for-profit came in, unless we stipulated, they wouldn't have to come get another conditional use permit?
I'd have to...
That's how I would read the ordinance, is that once it's established as a place of public assembly, if not otherwise conditioned, it could stay as a place of public assembly.
Did that mean, well, that can't mean a bar, because that's not included in a R3.
No. It would include spaces that are intended for people to gather for
meetings,
the
church.
For meeting group. Yeah. It's a kind of a sectarian way to describe what's generally religious use. But it's not tied to religious use anyway. It's just the gathering of people in a way that isn't otherwise defined in the code. So it's not a bar. It's not a social club or anything like that. It's something else.
The discussion? Do I hear a motion?
I move to approve with the two conditions requested by the staff.
Is there a second?
So move.
Okay, I have a motion and a second for a conditional use permit with the two stipulations per staff recommendation, correct? Clerk, please call the roll.
Okay, case number 1924, to approve a conditional use permit with the two conditions that are listed in the staff report. Mr. Hazelrig?
Yes.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Yes.
Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Crows?
Yes.
Ms. John?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. All right. Is there any other items the board would wish to discuss this evening? We are adjourned.